And joining me now is Dr. Andrew Van Osdahl. He is a general surgeon at Rapid City Regional Health. Dr. Van Osdahl, thanks for taking time and coming on the program today.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So we're going to take some time today and talk a little bit about the LINX procedure. So let's first describe for me what type of patient needs this procedure.
So typically when we talk about the LINX, we're talking about patients that have acid reflux. And usually I tell people this should be a reflux that limits your quality of life, meaning you're having to change what you're doing for food. You're not able to enjoy going out and, you know, having a beer and pizza with friends because you're too worried about your reflux. It is FDA approved for anybody that has reflux, even people that have reflux that's well controlled with medicine. And sometimes that's the case. People have reflux and it's well controlled with medicine, but they really want to get off of their medications because they know that there are some side effects and risks associated with those. And so those are the people that we're looking at, is people that either don't have good control of their symptoms on meds or want to get off of them.
So it's not for somebody who just really overdoes it this next couple of weeks, right?
Right. Yeah. Around the holidays, we tend to see more of that. Where there isn't a quick fix then? Unfortunately, the quick fix is to not eat so much.
Oh, there's that. Okay.
Right.
My producers are, you know, saying shucks. So I mean, this is a very serious situation, and it makes for a very uncomfortable lifestyle. And so then what you do is it's a band of magnetic beads and you insert that where?
Yeah, so it's, really the problem here is a failure of the lower esophageal sphincter, which is kind of we call it a sphincter, but it's kind of a one-way valve. It's not like a true muscle sphincter like other places in your body. And that valve is supposed to keep things in the stomach and moving down instead of coming back up into the esophagus. And when you get acid and digestive enzymes and stuff coming from the stomach up into the esophagus, it can start causing damage there, obviously, and not really meant to be there, and that's when people start having problems. And we can see strictures, we can see, you know, nighttime cough, there's a lot of other symptoms, sometimes even dental erosions if people have really bad reflux where acid is getting up and affecting their teeth. And of course, precancerous or cancerous changes as well at the esophagus. And so the idea here is really to help fix that valve. And so we literally just put a little magnetic bracelet. So it's a series of interlocking magnetic beads that are coated in titanium. Titanium because it's a very inert metal and very well tolerated by most people. We put that around the base of the esophagus, right where that valve is, and it just really keeps things from being able to come back up. The novel idea behind those magnets is that they break apart with the exact same amount of force each time. And so it's about 15 millimeters of mercury. The normal stomach pressures, you know, in people that have reflux, you're kind of looking at somewhere around 8 millimeters of mercury. And your esophagus, when it peristalses and pushes food down, that's somewhere between 35 and 80. So we're kind of right in that zone where, you know, reflux isn't going to come up, but your esophagus can still push things down easily. And if you really need to belch or vomit, your stomach can generate enough force to do those things so that you can belch or vomit if you really need to.
And what type of, how long does this last in a patient?
So those magnets they're rare earth magnets. They won't ever wear out. They last for longer than you or I will be around. So they're really meant to be a once in a lifetime procedure. Some of the previous procedures that we've had for reflux, they kind of tend to fail after 5 to 10 years. About half of people are back on their medications, and this is really meant to solve that problem.
Well, Dr. Andrew Van Osdahl, I want to thank you for taking time and coming on the program today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.